Z106 Jams, the new sound of hip-hop and R&B. It's your boy Z doing it real big on the pregame, the show that gets you ready to go out on your Saturday night. And on the phone with me, one half of the Clips. Please welcome to the show, Pusha T. What's going on, fam?
What up? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. The weather's not that nice over here in the Midwest. I know that you're out in San Francisco right now. I can imagine the weather's pretty nice over there.
Yeah, you know, San Francisco's always a little cold, though.
But however cold San Francisco is, I'm sure it's still nicer than what Chicago's going through right now.
You're probably right about that.
So don't make me jealous. No more talk about the weather. We're going to talk about the long-awaited release of your follow-up album, You and Malice with Hell Hath No Fury. How excited are you guys that this album is finally going to get dropped?
Yo, we're ecstatic, man. Like you said, it's long-awaited, very much so anticipated. You know, we're just ready, man. We're ready to change the game. We've been watching from the sidelines for a little second. We got it. We have it. We got what everybody's waiting for right now.
We knew you changed the game back in the day when you released your freshman album, Lord Willin'. Huge,
yes.
Fresh breath of air within the hip-hop game. Are you going to make a change from that style for this new album, or can we expect the same type of innovation?
Honestly, I think the number of things that's just going to make this album, you know, raise the bar for hip-hop. A, lyrically, you know, as far as, you know, street rap and everything that's out there right now with what all the guys are doing, no one can see us right now. No one can see us on the street rap tip. By far, lyrically, no one's touching us. Beat-wise, I think that this is like hip-hop at its purest. Musically, I think the Neptunes really went in this time and gave us, like, hip-hop in its rawest and purest form.
Beautiful.
Like, these albums are going to take you back to the days of strong albums like Wu-Tang Clan and Mobb Deep albums and Gangsta Guru albums. I'm just talking about as it being a solid project.
You're getting me excited, Pusha T. I'm not going to lie. It's clear and evident that that's the sound you're going to come with. We've already begun spinning the new single, Mr. Me Too, with Pharrell Williams. What was the style like in the studio between you and Pharrell to come up with this concoction of a hit?
Yo, actually it was an accident. I'm going to go ahead and be all the way totally honest with you. Like, Mr. Me Too has caused, like, all types of drama. Like, truthfully, I was called... You know, Pharrell made the beat, and I was called to come write a verse for Puff on his album, on this Mr. Me Too beat. We got halfway through it. As I'm writing and getting halfway through it, I, like, hit Pharrell in the ribs and told him, there's no way I'm letting this record go.
A little selfish, huh?
Yeah, so he was like, what you mean? Like, come on, we up here. You want you to write this record for my album? I said, there's no way. There's no way. And so he was like, okay. Now, you know, we had to play the game, and, Puff leaves you. Matter of fact, I didn't even see him that day. You come in, you write, or whatever the case may be, and, you know, hopefully he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that day, that particular day, he didn't come back.
Well, it's probably a good thing, huh?
The best thing he could have ever done.
Yeah, right.
And, he didn't come back, and so, therefore, Pharrell, just was like, yo, I didn't really like the beat, Puff. I'm sorry, I made something else for you. He ended up giving him something else. We swapped out, and we were happy.
It worked out for the best, and we wish you nothing but the most success with the single, because when you look back on it, it could have gone either way, but you guys decided to take it, and definitely the way to go with the new album. Now, a lot of people, they were so impressed with Lord Willin', and then when they didn't hear a follow-up album right away, they were kind of confused. They might not know. Arista folded, you guys were passed over to Jive, and there was a complete and utter disregard and respect for you guys among the legal issues going on with your record deal. Got two questions for you. One, what can you take, Pusha T, from the entire ordeal? And two, how do you feel knowing that the label would simply not give you up by any means?
The label not giving us up, the label being selfish, honestly. Because,
mm-hmm.
You look at the history of Jive, what they excel in and what they, fail in.
Mm-hmm.
And, a street hip-hop album is not the first thing on the Jive priority list. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Just to want to, at the time I looked at it like, listen, don't just have me on your roster for...
The name.
Yeah, just for the name and, just to say that you have it, if you're not going to, move out in the manner in which a street hip-hop needs to be marketed, promoted, and...
Exactly.
Set forth to the world. So I was pretty distraught about that. pretty distraught about that. You gotta understand, we had a pretty personal relationship with L.A. Reid and the people over there at Arista, and I don't like just being shifted somewhere. That's really not good. When you're working with these labels, man, to be shifted is just annoying, because you don't, like, they don't know you, you don't know them. At the time, we weren't really giving everyone demos, you know what I'm saying, to sign the Clips album. Like, we went particularly to people who were, we felt would, like, get the vision and understand, and who were creative people as well. That's how we came up with the whole Arista situation.
Well, now what you're looking at, Pusha, is you guys got your own subsidiary under Jive, Re-Up Gang Records. What can we expect from you guys outside of your own solo project?
You can also expect the Re-Up Gang album. The Re-Up Gang album will be like a compilation that showcases the Clips, the Re-Up Gang, which is the Clips and two soloists that we have signed under us, one by the name of Lava and another by the name of Sandman. And we're just going to show their talents as soloists, and show the talents of all four of us, our cohesion, as we, mm-hmm. when we get on tracks together. And then also, just showcase the Clips. There's also one more group that the paperwork's not done yet, so I'm not allowed to, like, really say, but Re-Up Gang Records, man, will be the new Death Row. For sure. All we need is this last deal to go through, and this will be the new Death Row. There won't be a dynasty like this.
We can't wait to see the success. Now, I need you to make a promise to me. Pharrell's new album, In My Mind, has already been pushed back twice. I'm sure that he's kind of upset about that. I know the first time he went back in the studio, redid some tracks. It's going to be put out. We've already seen Hell Hath No Fury wait on a long delay. Can you promise me that we are not going to have to wait any longer for the new Clips album to reach stores?
I promise. I promise you, the fans, and every other Clips supporter out there. I promise the Clips haters out there. Yo, none of you guys are going to have to wait any longer. We're in motion. This is a single. We have at least five singles. I don't know in all the order in which they're coming out, but we're ready. We're ready. We're focused. Everything is ready. We're going to change the game of hip-hop. We're just going to change the sound of hip-hop and rule and dominate like only the Clips can.
Well, you're ready to provide it for us, and we're ready for it. My listeners, of course, all my network of DJs, we're all very excited. Pusha T, is there a website that everyone can log on to, your fans, my listeners, to find out more about this new project?
Stay in tune with www.myspace.com/clips. And that's a great way to just, keep abreast. We're updating that constantly. And, that's just a great way.
Okay. Now, today feels like a day I feel like putting you on the spot. Before you go, can I convince you to give everyone a taste of that pure Clips sound and spit a freestyle for me?
Serum, as soon as you hear them. Upon my arrival, the dope dealers cheer them. Just like a revival, the verse tends to steer them. Through a life in the fast lane, I German engineer them. No serum can cure all the pain I've endured. From crack to rap to back to selling it pure. For every record I potentially sell in the store, it's like Mecca to the dealer that's selling it raw. So many deceive ya. I'm on touch with the keys. Move over Alicia. I force feed ya the metric scale. Rappers like child's play, my show and tell. Within each verse you see the truth unveil. They manufacture proof as they lie to themselves. Puppets on the string like a yo-yo, bouncing like a pogo. They praying I never go solo. Ha.
We appreciate it, Pusha T. Tell Malice that we wish he was able to join us for the call, but one half of the Clips is just as good as both y'all, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck in 2006. The new album, Hell Hath No Fury, the long-awaited release, new single out. Mr. Me Too with Pharrell. Do it big this year, fam. Do it real big.
For sure. Hi, Z.